Today's topic will be the importance of names, a child's name in halacha, and the custom amongst many to name the child after grandparents and great-grandparents. Where does that custom come from? So before we begin, I want to make it clear again that this should not be relied upon for normative halacha. Whenever a question comes up, a competent rav should be consulted, especially when you're dealing with names and you're dealing with, you know, this one wants one name, this one wants another name, and what's considered a positive name. To avoid any fights, you should really contact a rav every time. So the Medrash in Tanchuma in Hazinu, Zion tells us that the name of a child is not just what people call him. It actually can have an effect on his neshama. The name represents the source of his neshama, the source of his mission in life, and it could actually have tremendous effects on his actions. The Medrash says, La'olam yivdaik adam b'shema yislikrei levnai haroyli yisadik, that a person, before he gives the name, he should take consideration, take time to consider whether the name will actually help the child become a tzaddik. Ki lepamim Hashem gairim tov ay gairim ra, because there are times where the name can help the child in his mission in life and help him become a tzaddik, and on the contrary, chas v'shalom, it could actually be detrimental. If you choose the wrong name can actually hurt you. The Sefer Chassidim in Siman Reish Mem Daled writes very simply, Shashem Garim L'Tayva L'Ra, that the name will either help the baby or hurt the baby. Do you know the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pei Gimel says a very interesting thing, that Rav Meir, before he would do business with someone or before he would interact with people, he would look at their names, he would analyze their names. And the Gemara says that he once got to a place, and I guess it was like a hotel, and the hotel person, the person who ran the hotel, wanted to take care of his money and his belongings. And Rameir asked him, "What's your name?" The person responded that his name is Kedar. So Rameir said, "I'm not dealing business with such a person. That name is not a good name," because he quoted the pasuk in Bamidbar, "Kedar ta'puchais hema." That Kedar actually represents the concept of tumultuous times doing Averis. So he said, you know what, Kedar is out. And the Gemara says that he didn't want to give him the money. Rav Yossi, who was with him, never really looked at names the way Rav Meir did. Rav Yossi gave him his money, and the Gemara says that he lost it. Rav Yossi's money was stolen. So there's so clearly we see from here that the name of a person, it obviously has a very strong pull in his neshama. There's an unbelievable teaching from the Arizal. It's brought down in the Sefer Bris Avos, Simen Ches Eis Mem Zayin. I'll read what he says from the Arizal. Shekol Hashema Sheba'olam, every name in the world, Einam B'mikra. They're not coincidental. Like people think, Sha'aviv Karlai came b'mikra b'li shalom tam, that a father liked this name. He calls the kid Mordechai, it's because he likes the name Mordechai. He calls him Avram because he likes the name Avram. Says the Arizal, that's not true. It's all sent directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shegala lefanav ma'inyan ha'ish hazeh upulasai, emu mitzara toiv or mitzara ra. Because obviously Hashem knows the source of this neshama, of this baby, and he knows the mission that this child will have. And Hashem knows what will be helpful for him and what will be detrimental for him. And every single aspect of his neshama is included in the name of the child. And not only the name, Every letter, not just just the name, how you spell it, and everything is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is important for the future of the child. And the Arizal continues that it's sort of a borderline prophecy. And that's why the Arizal says there are times, I've seen this with my own eyes, that a person, a husband, will get up with a certain intention that he's going to name the child Abraham, and then the last second he changes it to, let's say, Yitzchak. And he doesn't understand why. The Arizal said the reason why such a coincidence happened is because it's being sent as a sort of prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Noam Elimelech says an unbelievable thing. The Noam Elimelech writes in Bamidbar that there are different reasons why a person becomes a tzaddik. And he says one of the reasons is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in the beginning of time, in front of him, on a paper, that there are a certain amount of Ruvains that will be born that will be tzaddikim. There are 500 Ruvains in the entire span of the universe, that there will be 500 Ruvains that will be tzaddikim. And if you name the baby Reuven, then maybe he'll get into that list. But if you don't name him Reuven, then Chas v'Shalom, maybe he won't make that list. And Noam HaMelech continues with this. Now, I've spoken to people about this. I believe this doesn't mean that the name is the only factor. It doesn't mean that if you name someone, you know, Moshe after Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll automatically be a tzaddik, and if you name someone a name after a Rasha, he'll automatically be a Rasha. It probably means, you know, like a predisposition. People can overcome if someone starts off in a family that has, you know, that the genes that he starts off, let's say, overweight. That doesn't mean he can't lose weight. That doesn't mean he can't overcome. If someone starts off in a poverty, you know, in a family that's below the poverty line, that doesn't mean that he can't make money. It just means it might be a little more difficult. He may not have the methods that other people have. So I think that's a similar concept, that if you name after a tzaddik, it means that the baby will have, like, say, a predisposition to going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the opposite also, Chas v'Shalom. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's going to happen. That, you know, we mentioned in the last shir, Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim, Hashem will never dictate whether a person does a veris or not. It just means, if you put a kid in the house of, you know, Ramosha Feinstein's kids, you know, when you're being raised by Ramosha Feinstein, it means that you already had a predisposition and you already have a leg up on people. So maybe that's what it means over here. But the point is that we see that the name of a baby is a very, very important thing for his neshama. Not next time, but at a certain point we'll discuss. That's why the Gemara talks about that you're not supposed to name someone after a Rasha, naming after Rasha, because based on what we're saying before, right now, it makes a lot of sense. You're naming the baby after, you're trying to connect the baby's neshama to the neshama of a Rasha. That's Chas v'Shalom, could be very bad. I remember I was in Israel, and I met this, I guess he was non-observant Israeli, and his name was Nimrod. And I thought to myself, Nimrod, the name Nimrod means merida, it means rebellion. So obviously that's not such a name that you should name a baby. Anyway, we see in this Gemara, Al Kopanim, that the name of a person is obviously very, very important. So I just want to quickly mention, the custom amongst many is to name after grandparents. Some Svaradim even name after people who are living, but the custom amongst many is to name after grandparents, after relatives. And some even name after tzaddikim. That's its own discussion in its own right. Based on what we said before, it makes a lot of sense. You want to name after a tzaddik to try to connect the baby's neshama to the tzaddik's neshama. But the custom amongst most people is to name after grandparents. So the question is, where did this come from? During the times of the Medrash, they didn't name after grandparents. You know, Yaakov Avinu wasn't named Avraham after his grandfather. They originally named the people after situations. The Pasuk always says they named the city, you know, let's say like Bris, because there was a Bris here. They always named people or cities after happenings, after situations that occurred. So when did it happen? So what's the reason why we name after grandparents? So most Mefarshim say the reason why we name after grandparents and great-grandparents is a form of Kibbutz Avim. Based on what we're saying before, the only reason why you name after you want to name after a tzaddik is because you want to connect the baby to a holy soul. You don't want to connect him, Chas v'Shalom, to someone who was not the best person in the world. You don't want to name him after someone who is a Rasha. So when you name after a grandparent, it's you're telling your parents and you're telling the world that I consider my grandparent a big tzaddik. That itself is a big menucha. It's a big. It brings a tremendous amount of happiness to the neshama, to the grandparent who's not alive anymore, that he knows when in Olam HaEmes that people are naming after him. It means that they consider him someone that they want their baby to connect to. They want their baby to emulate. That's why the Rivam Shneitoch, who was a Talmud of Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, that he says that naming after a grandparent is a form of Kivra Ve'em. These are his words. Umevad z'chush al anoylid, yesh oid baza Kivra Ve'em, sha'idei kach mara ha'adam shu machzik la'aviv o la'avi aviv l'tzadik. It's a form of Kivra Ve'em because you're telling the world that I consider my grandfather a tzadik, and that's why I want to name my child after him. Kedei she'yagin z'chusim al benoy, because I want my child to become like my grandfather. Va'oid de'mekayim is a mechavid b'chayiv, mechavid b'moysay. And because it's like a circle. Because you do that, it causes happiness to your grandfather. That itself is a good thing. There's a concept of, you know, kivra ve'em, and you know you want to respect your grandfather. So by doing this, by showing the world that you consider your grandfather a tzaddik, that obviously brings menucha to the grandparents. That's where the source came from. That's where Moshe Sternbuch and his Sefer Truz on Hagas Chela Gimel Simen Reish Tzadi Zion writes in the name of the Chazon Ish that Kriyas Hashem Havatovis Hanifter. He just writes these words. He says that naming a baby after a grandfather brings a lot of happiness to the grandfather. He doesn't explain it, but based on what we said before, it makes a lot of sense because you're telling the world that I consider my grandfather someone, a tzaddik, that I consider his name, just connecting to his neshama, a leg up for my child, that obviously brings a tremendous amount of schus for the nifter, and that's where the source amongst most people came from. Again, when shaylos come up, you'll speak to a rav. I can be contacted at avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.